Glorification of the Godchild family. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Bande Bhavapriya Anugraha Tarinada Mata Graha Vyaktam Siddhanta Sagaram. I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusions about the ultimate truth, which is full of the crocodiles of various theories. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Yad Padashraya Viryata Sangrinat Yakara Vrata Agya Siddhanta San Mani. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharne Jatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gauravata Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You sound tired. You sound like you were fasting the whole day and ate too much prasad. And got a little wiped out. So look again, hands in the air, please, all hands. All hands on deck. Everyone take a deep breath. And everyone say, after me, very loud, after me, and very loud, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Sometimes just go for it. And don't forget that if we go a little late, it doesn't matter because tomorrow's a holiday. It's the national day after the opening holiday. So just don't worry about it too much. So yeah, let's just say a few words in glorification of Lord Chaitanya in different ways. The mission of Lord Chaitanya, the activities, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in so many ways. Let me read another verse. I'm going to read a classic verse. It's almost like the classic verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishna Sangopangastra Parishadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Let's read the purport here by Srila Prabhupada, or at least a couple of paragraphs or two or so. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, chapter 5, verse 32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Gaga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Bhagavarna means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varna and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoys transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. So those are a few words from Srimad Bhagavatam and from Srila Prabhupada.
Oh.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya in a nutshell. At least this is a very important part of the mission of Lord Chaitanya, presenting the congregational chanting or any chanting, individual, personal chanting, introducing the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, particularly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, preaching it, teaching it, and demonstrating it. This is Lord Chaitanya. And in this way, transforming the world, transforming everyone. You know, it's described there in Chaitanya Charitamrita how, when Lord Krishna came 5,000 years ago, then Lord Krishna brought the storehouse of love of God with him. The whole storehouse. All of love of God. It all came with Krishna, because Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original source of everything. Therefore, he has the whole storehouse of love of God, and he brought it 5,000 years ago. But for different reasons, he left it closed. It was there, but he left it closed. He didn't really distribute it. In fact, he didn't distribute it. It was just left there. He left it behind. It was left here, but it was just sitting here, locked up. It was just a few people, a few intimate associates of Lord Krishna. They received love of God, and their lives became revolutionized. But very few, mainly just the actual direct associates, and very few people outside that circle. So, when Lord Krishna returned to Goloka Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, he was regretting that we did this. We brought the storehouse, the whole storehouse. Other incarnations of the Lord, they also possess something from the storehouse of love of God, but not everything like Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna was feeling some regret. I came all the way, and I brought this whole load of love of God, but I didn't distribute it. I just left it sitting there. I must do something about it. So therefore, Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya with his associates of the Panchatattva, and the five of them, they broke open the storehouse. They just bashed the door open. And the door just swung open, and the contents just came pouring out. And you know what happened? The more that poured out, the more the contents of the storehouse increased. We never heard of anything like that. Normally if you got some stock of some item and you distribute it, then it's gone. But in this case, the Panchatattva found that as they were distributing, as the contents of the storehouse of love of God were just pouring out more and more and more, the volume of contents was increasing and increasing. There's a very important lesson for us there. In simple terms, the more you distribute Krishna consciousness, the more you will get Krishna consciousness. If you give mercy, the more mercy you will get. So like this, the Panchatattva, they were distributing and distributing, and the stock back at the storehouse was just increasing more and more. And it was like it was a flood. It was a great flood of love of God that was just spilling out and just spreading out more and more. Just like a flood. Same idea. Everything becomes submerged. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that as this was going on, all the nice people, the devotees, the pious people, you know, the friends of Krishna, the congregational members and the supporters and all these types of people who are positively minded towards Krishna consciousness and particularly the devotees themselves, as the flood just spread out more and more, those nice people drowned. The devotees who are practicing drowned. All the temple devotees. All the devotees living at home who are practicing. They all drowned. All the other ones who sort of, you know, they come to the festivals. And they take prasadam very nicely, and they attend the program. They may not chant 16 rounds, but you know, their hearts are there somewhere. And people like that, the supporters and friends of Krishna consciousness, as that flood of love of God just came pouring, inundating out, they all drowned. Haribol. It was their good fortune. But the impious people, the non-devotees, and the gross materialists. And just, you know, and Chaitanya Charitamrita says, would you believe the lowest of the student community from Westville? The ones who be building things and breaking things. The lowest of the student community. They couldn't drown. They couldn't. Which, you know, many people would think is good. I was saved from drowning. But in this case, it's unfortunate. So they were floating in the flood of love of God. Their heads were sticking out above the flood waters. And the Panchatattva, they were swimming around. There were all these people. It's a big flood. It's all over. All around. And every now and then, over somewhere else, there's a head. Help! Help! Save me! And the Panchatattva would swim over. And they would say, don't worry. We'll help you. You can depend on us. We'll look after you. And that person with their head sticking out of the flood waters, they thought, oh good, I'm going to be safe. And the Panchatattva swam and encircled them and grabbed them and pushed them under also. So everyone drowned in that ocean of love of God. Based on the chanting of the holy names. So that's what we're doing or trying to do. We're trying to drown ourselves, and we're trying to drown as many people as we can get our hands on. And therefore we say sometimes that in ISKCON, in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, we are not giving swimming lessons, we are giving drowning lessons. How to drown in the ocean of love of God. Yes, beginning with ourselves. So that's a very important part, a very essential part of the mission of Lord Chaitanya. To just indiscriminately, practically, indiscriminately distribute to whoever, even if they don't deserve it, even if they don't want it. How's that? Even if they try to refuse it, but somehow or other keep distributing. And in this way, actually, Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that in due course, the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya will spread throughout the universe. Interplanetarily, it will spread. So our friends from NASA, have you heard of NASA? You know, the space mission in America, and the Russian ones also, and whoever else. In India too, they're trying, aren't they? So they're just setting the scene for the devotees to go, what to speak of door to door. As we used to say in the old days, in Chatsworth, dog to dog, Sankirtan. But planet to planet. So that's wonderful. And from us, we've already got some benefit, therefore we're here. Anyone who's here right now has already received great benefit. There's no limit to it, but still a really substantial benefit is already there in your heart, in your life. But there's more. There's a lot more available. So, we should try to spread in whatever way we can. Whatever you can do. Prabhupada said one thing. If all we know about Krishna consciousness is the prasadam tastes good, just tell people that. Prabhupada said that. That's all you know. If all the rest is just, you know, not so interesting for you, but that's nice. Just tell people about that. Give them some prasadam. And you'll be amazed what happens. They will get Krishna consciousness, but you will get more. Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's very interesting and important further elaboration on this very point that before Lord Krishna appears, Lord Chaitanya, after he had been here 5,000 years ago, but then went back to Goloka Vrindavan, but before he came back again here as Lord Chaitanya, so Lord Krishna was thinking that I have appeared so many times, and whenever I appear, I try to help people and give them Krishna consciousness. I try. But generally what I don't do, what I can't do, is I cannot really give them Krishna consciousness of Vrindavan. I can't really give them access to Vrindavan. I can just give them maybe access to Vaikuntha, which is pretty good, but still, it's not the same as being able to approach Vrindavan. So therefore, Lord Krishna, before he came as Lord Chaitanya, he made that plan that I will distribute the chanting of the holy names, but I will also distribute consciousness, awareness of my pastimes in Vrindavan, so that the people can go to Vrindavan, so that through the Sankirtan movement of the chanting of Hare Krishna, the people will not just be liberated, not just go to Vaikuntha, but they will go to Goloka Vrindavan. So this is also an integral part, that if we participate, as we participate, in whatever ways, as many ways as possible, in the spreading of Krishna consciousness, helping the devotees, helping the movement, in whatever way we engage, directly or indirectly, in the Sankirtan movement, based on our chanting, then we are opening the doors to Goloka Vrindavan. Not just Vaikuntha, but to Goloka Vrindavan, which previously was not available. Even some great incarnation of the Lord, like Lord Ram, Lord Ramachandra, he's so wonderful, he's so popular, he's so wonderful, he cannot give you access. He cannot give you access to Vrindavan. He's there in Ayodhya. That's part of Vaikuntha. Lord Nrisimhadeva, he's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. But he cannot give you access to Vrindavan. But Lord Chaitanya, one of the very special features of Krishna as Lord Chaitanya is that he is giving that access to Goloka Vrindavan, which is way higher than even Vaikuntha, to speak of Jetsman. chance. Only chance. But not only is Lord Chaitanya doing that, but he is doing that, he is giving that. Oh, look. Sri Sri Radharana Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. He is doing that, he is giving that to the most unqualified people. Don't mind me saying it, devotees, that you are all very unqualified. We are all very unqualified. Don't get upset that I've said that. But it's true. It's true. This is mercy. Causeless mercy. Ultimately, there's no real difference between mercy and causeless mercy. Because mercy means that whoever the recipient is, they don't deserve it. If they deserve it, it's not mercy. You know, they're just getting what they deserve. It's just fair, normal. But if people don't deserve something, particularly if they really just don't deserve it at all, but still they get it, that's mercy. That's real mercy. So therefore Lord Chaitanya is very special, unique. He's unique amongst all the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that he is giving the very highest thing in the very simplest way to those who deserve it the least. What can you say? Well, you cannot really say anything. It's incomprehensible, actually. You cannot formulate a formula. How is it working? It is just special mercy. So this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya, and we have received some of that mercy already. And we can receive a lot more. But in order to really do that, then we must, in our own humble ways, as we are able to, depending on who and what we are, and what is our situation in life, all these kind of foundational considerations, depending on our situation in these terms, we should try our level best to help spread the Krishna consciousness movement, the Sankirtan movement, and then you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed how you affect people sometimes. And you'll be amazed how you transform, how your life transforms. You'll be amazed. This is mercy. So that's Lord Chaitanya. You could say, in terms which are very relevant and practical for us. But Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, when he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, he was acting on two levels. One level was that level, like we just said, the spreading of the chanting, teaching it, presenting it, preaching it, and practicing it himself. Yes, that's one aspect of the mission of Lord Chaitanya. But there's another aspect. There's another aspect, which is actually Lord Krishna's personal consideration. He's doing all of this for us, doing so much for us and for the people, and the frogs and the moon too. I think they get quite a bit of a push start. So Lord Chaitanya is doing so much for so many. But when Lord Chaitanya came, he also had his own interest in mind. He wanted to achieve something for himself. Something which he had not got before, but something which really interested him very, very deeply himself. Something or things he wanted to understand, and not just understand, but experience himself. Some things which he had not experienced, but he'd heard about, and therefore he felt that drive. I must understand, I must experience this. This is also described, of course, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The classic verse is in the Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse 230. Let me just read the translation. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi as the moon appeared from the ocean. So, three main things. Lord Krishna's personal interest, what he wants to get out of it all, coming here, spreading the Sankirtan movement, what he wants to get out of it all for himself, is these three things. And we should try and remember these things. They're very interesting. He wanted to understand what is the love of Radharani. Because Krishna himself, in Goloka Vrindavan, when he associates with Srimati Radharani, and he sees how much she loves him, he just cannot understand it. He becomes bewildered. How is it? How does she feel like this? He becomes too astonished by it. Fascinated. Deeply fascinated. So he wanted to understand what is this love that Radharani has. Then, second thing, what is it that she sees in me which stimulates her to love me like that? Normally, you know, in material life, I don't want to cheapen things, but normally we are our biggest fan. In most cases, we are our biggest fan. And we can see qualities in ourselves which we consider to be very nice, which the other fools can't see. Why don't they wake up? But now here, we have something very different. Radharani, why did she love Krishna? It's not just because nothing. Just, you know, something abstract or something insubstantial. She loves Krishna because of how Krishna is, what type of person he is, how he interacts with her, the loving exchanges they have, what he does for her. All these things inspire her so much that she loves him. But Krishna is trying to figure out, what are these qualities in me which inspire her to love me this much? I don't understand myself the way she understands me. I don't see within myself what she sees in me. And I don't get from myself what she gets from me. So that's the second point. Wanting to understand that the qualities that he has, which inspire her so much to love him. And third, Krishna wanted to understand the happiness, how joyful she feels, how blissful, how ecstatic she feels when she, as she understands how he loves her, when she sees how Krishna loves her, oh, she becomes so happy. How happy is that? Well, of course, it's inconceivable for us on our level. We can only really get hints. But even hints are something very amazing. Very, very amazing. But to actually realize the sweetness, as Radharani realizes the sweetness of Krishna's love for her, well, for us that's inconceivable. But we can get a glimpse. You know, there are different ways we can get glimpses into these things. For example, we can read certain of the books of Srila Prabhupada. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita here and there, there are such descriptions. They're very, very helpful. Srimad Bhagavatam, some of the writings of the six Goswamis, etc. But to really understand, or at least to get some idea, what is it like? What is the position of Radharani like? What is it which Krishna is so fascinated with that he is driven to appear as Lord Chaitanya so he can get some taste of it? Well, that we can find. At least one place we can find. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Manjalila 13th chapter, the description of the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival and Lord Chaitanya's participation in the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival and how he was moved by the whole experience. I'm sure some of you, perhaps many of you, have read these things or heard of these things. Let's just mention a little. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, but he is displaying it, that mood, underlying mood of Radharani, very vividly and very dramatically when he's dancing and chanting in front of Jagannath's Rath Yatra in the Rath Yatra festival. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that he was spinning. Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radharani, in the Rath Yatra, spinning so fast You couldn't see what it was. He looked like a circling firebrand, if you know what I mean. If you have a piece of wood which is at one end it's glowing, and if you spin around, you end up getting sort of like a circle of fire. It looks like that. Lord Chaitanya looked like that. Wherever Lord Chaitanya would step, the whole planet tilted. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would fall on the ground with a crash, and it seemed like a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Sometimes his teeth would chatter, and the devotees thought his teeth were going to fall out. Sometimes his whole body flowed with perspiration and oozed blood. Hare Krishna. We're talking about something, it's like extra dimensional for us. And sometimes he tried to call out to Jagannath, but all that would come out would be Jajagaga, Jajagaga, Jajagaga. So this is Lord Chaitanya, this is Lord Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Manifesting what for us are just, we cannot relate directly to such descriptions, but at least we can hear them and feel that, oh, that's very amazing. So that's also a very important part of the appearance of Krishna as Lord Chaitanya, wanting to experience that and getting to experience that. And therefore it is said that Lord Chaitanya is the most amazing form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's even more amazing than Krishna himself. Although he is Krishna himself, but he's even more amazing because he's the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Because initially, Radha and Krishna are one. They're not two. Radharani is part of Krishna, but she's been separated from him eternally. One time Prabhupada asked the question in a class. He asked the question of the devotees. Prabhupada asked, who is God? Water. Too simple question, isn't it? And all the devotees put their hands up. Krishna! And Prabhupada said, no! Can you believe it? Did someone take over or have a revolution or something? Coup d'etat. And then Prabhupada said, no, Radha Krishna is God. So here we have Krishna with Radharani together, the two together. And Krishna in this way is experiencing that deeper nature. So therefore the appearance of Lord Chaitanya is uniquely special in all these different ways. For us, for everyone, that through the Sankirtan movement, we get access to Goloka Vrindavan. We get free from Maya, and we get access to Goloka Vrindavan. and we can change the world. And then at the same time, Lord Krishna is facilitating himself, multitasking, facilitating himself to have this most incredible experience of himself that he's never really had before. So, we're very fortunate, we cannot calculate. We're very fortunate to have this opportunity, which we received by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya himself, Lord Nityananda, but particularly by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we should try, like we said, we should try and play our bit, however, whatever our bit could be. But we should always try to be grateful. Gratitude is an extremely important, valuable quality for a devotee. As one devotee said, Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, we should make the most of it and just get the nectar. But we should never forget where we got it from. Never forget where we got it from. So we got it from Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. We got it from Srila Prabhupada. And today, such an extraordinarily important, wonderful day. Let us try and meditate, at least for the rest of the day, and tomorrow, because as we told you, it's a special holiday. It's the national day after Gopaniya. Take a bit of time to meditate on your good fortune and pray to Lord Chaitanya that I've heard that I received a lot of good fortune. I can appreciate some, but can you please, from within my heart, can you please give me greater insight and greater appreciation of the mercy I've received? And help me to feel more gratitude for that and reciprocate with that. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Hare Gopani Mahotsava ki. Gopani Mahotsava ki.